The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect. I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. This week, more stories from the heart of the land, the new public radio series which considers the connection between people and the natural world. This week's piece is from the series' third hour, called Journeys, Home and Away. Here's series host, Jay Allison.
When you think of someone heading out into nature to find themselves, you think post-collegiate identity crisis with a backpack. Well, it's not always that way. When you're traveling, the finding yourself part can be inadvertent. You're looking at a mountain, minding your own business, and suddenly you realize you've been seeing things the wrong way all your life. We start with Sherry DeLeese in Sydney, Australia. Her travels took her from her urban perch into Crocodile Dundee country, Arnhem Land, in the Northern Territory. It actually was the backdrop for the movies, and it's terrain foreign to most city dwellers, in part because you need a permit to enter the reserve, and it's four-wheel drive access only. Sherry went with people who know it well, who look at the land in a way altogether differently than she does.
I wanted to see if I could find out something about that relationship to land, something that I'll never really know.
An overnight flight from Sydney to Darwin, another plane for an hour farther north, and soon Sherry found herself in a jeep with Yingya Guyula, an Aboriginal elder.
I'd like to show you my country.
And John Greatorex, a local teacher.
Where should we go?
Bray.
Just past Lake Avila.
They were headed into the bush.
So in the four-wheel drive, there was Yingya, and there was John, who lives up in Arnhem Land and has actually been adopted into the kinship system. And then there was me, newly arrived in Arnhem Land, off on an adventure that I couldn't have imagined. Gee, the road's rough already.
Well, it'll be rougher when we get there.
Off we went. You got some water in the back, John?
Yeah, we've got enough water. There's more than 10 litres there. So if we get stuck, we won't need to worry.
I've got two buckets of chewing gum.
It's really a very rare privilege to go out into those wilderness places with someone who knows them so intimately as Yingya does. You know, that's really wild country.
What's the name of the first place we're going to?
The first place is Balmanwulia.
Okay, Balmanwulia. Here we come.
You've got the enormous termite mounds on either side of you. Sometimes they're just huge clusters of these 18-foot-high termite mounds. And cycad palms. And cycad palms really remind you of a time when dinosaurs were on the earth. So we've been driving along through all that countryside and just talking.
We're just coming across the boundary of my homelands.
As soon as we got out of the car, I started setting up my equipment because I could hear that there was wind blowing through these trees there. They're called nambar trees.
If you like, I'll do my dances over here while you recording.
He just announced it really matter-of-factly. He didn't make a big deal out of it. I mean, in a way, it was very mundane. It's just, there I am. I go and start recording quite naturally, and there he is. He goes and starts dancing and singing quite naturally, you know, it's just what people do. But it really stunned me that somebody's immediate reaction to stepping out of the four-wheel drive and onto the land would be to start singing about it.
When you're singing, these are the words that come out. You are telling the story of this particular land after a rain coming down.
Now
is saying that, yes, he can sing his ancestral songs for you, Sherry, to listen to, and he can tell stories, but it's tasteless, it's flavourless. It's like the wind blowing across the country. There's nothing, it's not of substance. But when he comes here, the hairs stand up on his back. He's no longer a person. He's talking as a tree with his body growing roots into the ground. The ground is speaking through him, and through the land, through his body, they are giving voice to you.
That's what Yingye was saying?
That's what Yingye was saying.
Exactly. The wind, the trees, the clouds tells the story. It is not a teaching that you do in classrooms. You've got to be able to teach your children, showing actual object that you're talking about, the tree. Bend over by wind, it makes a whistling sound. In a way, it is crying. It weeps. You can hear your ancestors crying, weeping.
Why are they weeping?
It can be weeping of a welcoming, tears of joy, or it can be lonely and missing its people. Come back home. Come back home and be with me.
There was a time when Yingye wasn't there. He wanted to be a pilot, and of course there was nowhere to study being a pilot in Arnhem Land. And he had to travel down all the way across this huge continent to Ballarat in Victoria, right at the southern tip.
The old people encouraged me, the elders, the leaders, said, he's good working on airplanes. Is he going to be a pilot?
He got his pilot's license, really by the skin of his teeth, and then he let it lapse. He went back to Arnhem Land and didn't keep up his flying hours.
During that time, rest of the people that were in my age group were attending ceremonies and learning to sing songs. I was way behind my cultural studies. And now I'm more balanced and more happy with myself that I was able to come back in time.
Here we're coming to a rough patch.
We are seriously off-road here.
Are we?
Yes. Well, this is Brae Brae, and I proudly stand and I tell this is the home of the green turtle, Talawadpo. My people, the Mukara ancestors, lived here. When we were coming down the road, you might have called it bumpy road, but I say you're bumping along the water. That bump is actually the waves. The boat is actually hitting the waves. Imagining swimming around the reef like a little Nemo in the water.
It's one of those moments where you just see this gap open up. What for me was rocks, and I'm feeling rocks underneath me and I'm being bumped along in this car. Yingye is talking about being bumped along by waves, that he's heading over a reef. You realise you're living in two very different worlds.
You see this bit of rock here? It forms a shape. What do you think it is?
Looks like the back of a turtle. Is it true?
Not really. Have another close look.
A snake. It's bending in and out. Or a shark. A fish.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you.
Well, I wanted to be a good student. Anybody does.
It's a canoe.
Yes.
A canoe.
It's a canoe. See, this is one side of it. And the other side of it is just behind the bushes there.
Oh, yeah, of course. That canoe, this big cleft rock, which is like a V shape, it's a white, whitish rock, and it's about 18 feet up each side and about 30 feet across.
This is the actual canoe that we are talking about, and a proof of evidence.
So this canoe for Yingye is proof and evidence, as he says, that there was a canoe there. Well, I accept that. You know, there's lots of ways to look at land. I could have gone out there with a geologist and I would have got a whole different set of stories about that land. But I was there with Yingye. I wanted to understand Yingye's point of view. He sees the land in a particular way. It's about feeling the landscape. And he's grown up in that land. He's flown over it.
I grew up with flying around the countryside, doing cross countries, in white man's society, or the pilots stand there. When they're flying up here, they were having difficulty trying to navigate around here because there were no paddocks, no farms, no houses, there's no railway lines. Too hard to find around here. But I could see where all the creeks and the rivers and everything else were.
Can you see the canoe from above?
Yes, you can look down and see the places.
Yinya told me that he'd love to get his pilot's license again.
Just to prove that I can still do it.
So that he could fly through the clouds?
Not to be a cowboy, but the rain clouds are too part of my education and songs that we sing.
He's a man who really navigates, to use a pilot metaphor, who really navigates two worlds.
Sherry DeLeese with Yinya Guyula in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory of Australia. Yinya is still waiting to get his pilot's license, and Sherry told us that Yinya's son has started studying for his.
That piece comes from our series Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Atlantic Public Media. Our music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories and join me next week when we bicycle the back roads of the Western United States. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.